Yes, Lynn, can I help you?
Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah, I think I'm being scammed by your company, and I'd like a refund.
Okay, are you calling about a charge or order?
Yes,
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged. May I have your zip code and person last name?
82001 and Troy Berg.
Yeah, sure. So let me locate an account. One moment, it's still pulling up. Just searching. Okay, yes, sir. So an account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
Say that again.
An account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
1710 Pinyon Drive in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay. One moment. Well, yes, sir. I mean, I show here where you placed the order back on December the 5th to receive our drone.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So it does state that the drone, you did get it at the, you know, it was a welcoming gift into your monthly membership program where you will be charged $67.32 each month via the terms and conditions, and in return you'll receive a $125 voucher.
Okay, that's where I think there's the scam is at.
Oh, you're
Since
gonna
you
receive the
automatically
drone.
charge them. No, I haven't.
I said it has been shipped out, so you're going to receive it. And it was stated via the terms and conditions that it was only a gift into your monthly membership and that this charge does come about, but you do receive a $125 voucher via your email.
Okay, but also those terms and conditions were very obscure, very hidden.
Well, I'm showing before you put your card information in, it was located right there, especially with a hyperblue link, terms and conditions. Then also, it does locate it right at the lower right of the screen. That's if you do, you know, if people overlook it where they're putting the card information at, because you have to select the box that you have read the terms and conditions. Then also, again, it's located at the lower right hand of the screen. And then also, before you complete the order, it's located to a blue hyperlink, terms and conditions. So it's located three separate times before you even submit the receipt the drone.
Okay. Well, this game ain't gonna happen. So, I guess I'm gonna return that drone or whatever it is, and you're gonna refund me all my money, right?
Well, the drone has already been shipped out. And then also, I can see what we're able to do as a courtesy refund. But yeah, with you electing to still receive the drone, and also you do have a $125 voucher via your email, I can still see what we're able to credit back. So just give me one moment. But yes, yeah, sir, everything was stated.
Yeah, pretty obscure too, isn't it?
Okay, yes, sir. So in regards to the 6732, we're able to credit back a 35% refund.
35% refund?
Yes, sir.
No.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. With everything taking place and you're still receiving the drone, and also you do still have a voucher that was sent via your email, troy.a.bird@gmail.com. As a
No,
courtesy,
wasn't.
I put, yes, sir, I'm just showing
There
everything
was.
was delivered successfully. But as a courtesy, I put the employee discount rate in, and I can get you the most of the 50% refund.
No. I disagree with that.
Yes, sir. So the email was sent out. It was sent out on December the 7th at 1:32 p.m. And then also, you are still receiving the Elite drone that has already shipped out on December the 6th and is already in transit to you.
Okay, I ain't got no proof of that whatsoever.
Yes, sir. We have everything on our need on our end to verify everything with the post office and also via the terms and conditions.
Okay, there's been nothing sent to me in regards to the sending of it. There's been no receipt for it. There's been nothing sent. I beg to differ with you. There's nothing there.
Yes, sir. So we only can verify what we do have and what we do show. So your order confirmation email was sent out on October the 5th, right after you placed the original order with your MasterCard ending in 6230. Now, also 2 days prior to us even charging, which was on December the 7th, we did send out the voucher because we only charge the $67.32 once the voucher is successfully sent out. And once we don't get any email errors that the voucher is not delivered, then that's when we do charge 2 days later, the
When
$67.32.
did you send the notification ring? What
It was on
day and time?
December the 7th, and the timestamp for your email is at 1:32 p.m. And it says email delivered successfully. We didn't get an error message. How typically, if the email is not sent out, you'll get an error that, okay, email not being able to deliver. We didn't get that, sir. And then also,
Okay,
your
I'm gonna
drone
pull up
is
my.
still in.
I'm working to pull my email up and see if to make sure that there was anything there. And I'll check on it. But
Yes,
this
sir,
is
because
sure sounds
everything
like
is showing
this sure is yeah.
verified. Well, you're going to still receive the drone that has already been shipped out. We did send out a $125 voucher. And also, even now, still a courtesy, the most is going to be a 50% refund. So, yeah, typical,
50%. No, we're gonna go with 100% refund.
So we're taking everything into consideration, and everything is showing where everything is delivered successfully and going to deliver successfully. Yes, sir, the most is going to be a 50% refund.
No, because we're going to return it all to you. So
Everything has
therefore,
been
I'll get the
successfully
full
submitted.
refund.
So we don't do any returns or anything on the end, but everything is delivered successfully, and the drone is in transit to you. And also, the account is canceled. I still have that confirmation number whenever you're ready.
And how do you show it cancel?
I just
Did
canceled
I
out the
cancel it?
account because you asked to cancel out the account. So I just canceled out the account.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my email up to verify if I ever received anything, which I never saw it. So, but I'm gonna go through it again just to double check once I get the timestamp up.
Yes, sir. And just let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
Okay, we're looking for December 7th at 1:32 p.m.
Yes, sir. That's our timestamp, and we don't show any errors.
Okay. Hold on. I'm
I'm
checking
here. I'm
multiple
not
places
going
to
anywhere.
ensure
I'm
this.
here.
Not there. Let's go check in here.
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, I'm still here also. I'm just waiting. I'm just going through all this trash. Make sure. Get to the right date. Okay. And who would it have been from?
Yes, sir. It can be Bargain Deals Warehouse or Bargain Discount Warehouse.
Let's see what this thing is. One. PM. Episode 6. You said December 7th.
Yes, sir. The sound step is December 7th at 1:32 p.m.
Let's see what this one from Spectrum is at 10:19 a.m., so it's after that one. Let's try this one, see what the timestamp on that one is. One 29, so I'm in the right area. And that's 129. That one is from that's not yours. Harbor Freight. Let's look at what them. That one is a 201. So no, there is nothing in my trash. Okay.
Well, yes, sir. So, the email here is timestamped correctly at and the email address troy.a.berg@gmail.com. Everything is showing delivered successfully on our end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we only can verify what we do show here.
I'm checking my spam now to see if it was showed up in there.
Yes, sir.
Gadget Laboratory. Let's see if that one is it. Nope, that's not it. Because that's at, well, that's at 1:25 p.m. Gadget Laboratory. Leaf filter. Headline news. I don't get it. I am showing nothing in my spam folder either.
Well, yes, sir. We show everything was delivered successfully out to you. And also, you have an order confirmation email that was delivered too. Again, that timestamp was on. Yeah. Order confirmation email was sent out December the 5th.
December 5th. While I'm here in my spam folder, I'm going to look in December 5th.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
See if there's anything there. McAfee, leaf filter. McAfee. Running profile. Contact us. No, you're not Hero Fit, so. McAfee can. Defense Bros, Michelle Washington. On December 5th. Okay, nothing in my spam box. So let's go back here to deleted to see if by chance it got in my trash folder.
Yes, sir.
December 5th, you say. Okay, there's December 5th. There's December 5th. WOOX Outdoor. Let's see if that by chance might be a cover of it.
I'm still here.
WOOX Company? Nope, that has nothing to do with what you're talking. What was the timestamp on that one?
Yes, sir. It was at 12:58 a.m.
So it would be way up at the beginning of this. So. Let's see here. Maximum. Epic Times, Republican Former, Your Eyes. Oh, I'm on December 4th already. No, but wasn't there. Zillow.
Yes, I'm still here.
This is 1:57 a.m. and nope, not there. So let's go back, and I'm gonna just double check my primary.
Well, yes, sir. We just can verify what we do show here.
See if there's anything here on December 5th. Nope. The only thing in there is from USAA, which is none of your business. Okay, the only other place it could possibly be is in the promotion one. On December 5th, you say? Whoa, that's me back to November. Already. Nope, December 1st. Okay. Let's see if that chance. I see the advertisement for the quadcopter.
And also, I'm showing here the timestamps on everything was delivered. We didn't get any errors on the email address itself, so we know the email address was successful as well. So we only can verify what we do show here, and then also I do show here where, with the post office, your package is still in transit out there to you.
Because I see the advertisement for the quadcopter, in which that is, I believe, the one where I clicked on it to try and get to the order. I went to the order screen, filled out the order screen, and then that's the last I heard of, other than the fact that I saw a withdrawal of $8.25, I think it was, from my account, which was the advertised price for the drone. A few days, I didn't receive any emails whatsoever until I looked back on my account and I saw a withdrawal on my account for the same company. And that's when I called my company or my bank and put a stop payment on it.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. So with you already having the stop payment, yes, sir, we won't even be able to do any sort of a refund until they can verify that the stop payment was released. And then also, we'll do a courtesy refund of $67.32. But, yeah, now at that point, your bank will have to be on the line.
Okay. So you're going to do a courtesy refund of the $67.32? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, your bank would have to be on the line before we can proceed with any source of refund, because you did just state you did a stop payment on the $67.32. So, yes, sir, with you already having a dispute in file and in process, The only way we can do any sort of refund, your bank would have to be on the line verifying with us, and we'll refund while the bank is on the line as well.
Okay, so I will contact the bank tomorrow and see if we can get them online and get this resolved with the full $67.32 refund.
Well, yes, sir. Anything else I can do for you today? And that cancellation number, let me know when you're ready.
What number?
The cancellation number of the account.
Okay.
And go that ahead. Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 263-169-015.
Okay, and by chance, what was the order number that was?
It's the same cancellation number, just take away the C.
Okay, and how about the any kind of shipping documents or anything like that?
Oh, everything, trust me. Once, in fact, your bank does get in touch, if you do file through with the dispute, we'll provide all the information because that's what they'll need. But in order for us to do a full refund, sir, your bank would have to be on the line. But with any information, if you do follow through with the dispute, they'll reach out to us, and we definitely will transfer all of that information and also verifying the terms and conditions and also that your drone was shipped out, because that's going to be their main concern. Did our customer get the product? And once we show, yes, sir, ma'am, here is a confirmation that the product has been delivered and also it is in transit to them, that's all they would have to need. But again, if you would like for us to do a full refund, the bank would just have to be on the line before we can issue any sort of refund today. And also, I gave you the cancellation number that the account was canceled. I mean, was there anything else that we missed today?
Nothing other than I would like to get the tracking number so that I can be able to follow it and be able to make sure if in fact it's still on the way, if it was even shipped.
Well, yes, sir. You can create that now. And then also you can track it right now on Google and also the post office website. So let me know when you're ready.
Well, how do I track it without a number?
I'm providing it. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. What's the tracking
9274-8903-1843-6300-152832.
Okay. I will be anxiously looking forward to that. Seeing,
yes, sir. You can check it right now if you would even like.
Well, for some reason, my computer is not having access, although I might be able to do it on my phone.
Yes, sir.
And is that UPS or is that USPS?
USPS.
Okay. Let's see what we can find here. It'll take me a few moments to get this entered in here. Let's see, it went to Grand Prairie, Texas is apparently where it's at. Now, see, all this information that you're just providing me right now, this is the first I've ever seen any of this. There was no other email given to me or kind of notification.
Well, we can only verify what we do show here, that everything was sent out. And, again, that's your tracking information with the post office. You can always call and set up, of course, e-alerts when your package will be delivered. And also, I did get the account canceled out. And again, we'll be happy to credit the $6732 back in the account. Your bank just has to be on the line with us. Was there anything else we can do for you today, sir?
That's it. I will contact them and contact you sometime tomorrow.
Well, yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. And what's the name of this company again?
Consumer Gadgets.
Consumer Gadgets. And they will also be informed of the hidden location of these additional charges and such.
Oh, well, yes, sir. We don't mind. Because if you do file through with the dispute, of course, they're going to reach out to us. And they're going to want everything that we have. They're going to verify the shipping address, email, phone number, and also verify whatever terms and conditions that is sent over. So once we send all of that over, their main issue at that point, once they see that it is a valid charge, because, of course, they will give a temporary credit, trust me, of $6732. That's just pending their full investigation. And once they reach out to us, we provide them with everything that we have. They arrive, okay, it is a valid charge. Their main concern is the customer getting the product? Did the product get shipped out? Well, yes, the same tracking information we provided with you, we'll provide to them. And then also at that point, it'll probably be delivered. Because I know typical dispute process takes up to a full month. So at that point, once they deem that the charges is valid, yes, we all know that they would definitely take out that temporary credit. They'll take the 6732 back, and then it'll be left up to you and your bank. That's why we are trying to get the issue rectified. And if you call in with the bank, we don't mind paying, but now the bank just has to be on the phone because we do know how the full dispute process does work. It's not guaranteed you're going to get your funds fully because once they do verify with us that it is a valid charge, then yes, sir, they definitely will remove those temporary credits.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling customer support.
Yep. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.